is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, hoop heads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish home machine. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Coach Corey Harris from the Beijing Royal Fighters CBA team, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast. Let's get into it.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering new subscribers 10% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code SAVE10 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its play bank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball.
Coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn to think the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. I've seen firsthand how PGC camps have had a huge impact on players and coaches that I know, both on and off the court. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com. Hello, and welcome to the 30th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. June's roundtable question is, describe a relationship that has had the biggest influence on your coaching career. Our coaching lineup this month includes Jamie Beckler from Success is a Choice, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Jeff DePelto from the Berkshire School, Joe Harris from Chelan High School, Liz Kay from Wakona High School, Todd Kowalczyk from the University of Toledo, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Shulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, Ito Singer from the University of North Carolina Greensboro, and Joe's Decision from Unleash Potential. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast. And once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will help take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Let's hear from our coaches about a relationship that has had the biggest influence on their coaching career.
Jamie Beckler from Success is a Choice.
I was a graduate assistant way back in the day at Kent State University during Gary Waters' first 2 years there. And even though Gary Waters was the head coach, I mainly worked alongside and reported to one of his assistants, a guy by the name of Larry DeSimpler. Larry was about 5 years older than me, but had already been a small college head coach and had been a volunteer in a successful Eastern Michigan program. He was a Dobo before Dobos existed. Essentially, I was the same thing for Kent State as he was for Eastern Michigan. Larry DeSimpler probably had more impact on my coaching career than any other person because he influenced me during my first 2 years at the college level. We had very similar philosophies and ideas, and I soaked in everything I could. I listened to how he interacted with hotel managers on the phone. I watched how he treated bus drivers. I observed how he valued our student athletes. Essentially, I was a little Larry DeSimpler. Much of what I did throughout my 20-year career as a college coach and athletic director could be traced back to him, at least the good stuff, that is. Well, one of the greatest lessons I learned from him was loyalty and making others better. He was beyond loyal to Coach Waters. Yes, Larry DeSimpler was in coaching to help athletes become men and to help them become better people. But as an assistant coach, he was also devoted to helping his head coach become better. He tried to think like Coach Waters. He anticipated what Coach Waters would need. He was the trusted lieutenant. It would be nearly impossible to know if he ever disagreed with something Coach Waters did or said. His job was to make Coach Waters' job easier. Even though Larry DeSimpler had many other offers throughout his career, he only ever worked for one head coach after following that Eastern Michigan assistant coach, Gary Waters, over to Kent State. Gary Waters spent 20 years as a head coach at Kent State, Rutgers, and Cleveland State, and Larry DeSimpler was by his side for each of those. Some would say that he was a great assistant coach, and they wouldn't be wrong, but he was more than that. He was a great leader because he was a person of influence. Larry DeSimpler impacted lives and made the people around him better.
Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, how's it going, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. And this roundtable question, we were asked, describe a relationship that's heavily influenced you as a coach in your coaching career. And this is a tough question because as I sit here and I think about it, off the top of my head, I can think of 10, 15 people that have helped me get to where I am today. And to just single one relationship out isn't fair to all those people that have given me a hand or given me a leg up in this world. But if I had to single it down to one person, or more importantly, two people, my parents. Neither one of them were a coach. My dad was a coach for me from, fifth grade through seventh grade in baseball and basketball, and a huge sports fan. But both my parents just gave like unwavering support and helped me through tough times in sports and as a coach. And kind of let me do my thing as I was getting off the ground with my coaching career. And that would have to be my biggest influence. I've worked under some great head coaches. I played for some really good coaches that inspired me when I was younger and trying to get into coaching. But by far the number one influence that influenced me as a coach is the relationship I have with my parents. So I got to give a lot of credit to them. I hope you all are doing good out there, and thanks for having me on again.
Jeff DePelto, The Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts.
What's up, Hoopheads? It's Jeff DePelto at Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts. This month's prompt for the roundtable is describe a relationship that has had the biggest influence on your coaching career. And for me, it would have to be my dad. He was one of my first assistant coaches my first year as a head coach, and he had an unbelievable playing career himself. He's just got so much knowledge for the game, and even to this day, he'll watch live streams of our games, and I'll bounce ideas off of him, and I'm always constantly looking for his feedback because he's just got so much to share within the game. He's an unbelievable person, and he's really good at kind of taking the dad bias out and just telling me how it is, so I know I'm going to get the honest truth from him. So yes, Coach Ray DePelto, throwing it back to one of my original podcasts with Hoopheads with me and my dad. But he is a huge influence on me and my coaching. Hope everyone's doing well. Take care.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris at Lake Chelan High School with this month's roundtable question. Describe a relationship that has had the biggest influence on your coaching career. I think someone that has really affected my career when I was when I first became a coach right out of college at a high school in the state of Washington, Bill Alex Alexander was a football coach. And it was very evident to me when I first saw him coach that his passion for kids and the passion he had for the game of football as a high school football coach was extremely evident. I was an assistant coach in his program, and I learned the value of being organized and being a tactician and being a caring individual with the players, but yet at the same time, having extremely high expectations for your players on and off the court, in and out of the season. Also, another person that I believe has really affected my coaching career has been my wife, Alice. She was with me for 31 years in my coaching career as an assistant coach on the sidelines, sounding board at home, kept me level-headed, made me think deeper than the game. And I think that's a key component for any coach, is to have someone at home that you can really trust to be able to help you become a better person or a better coach. So those are people that have affected my career. And until next time, thanks again for letting me be on.
Liz Kay from Wakona High School in Dalton, Massachusetts.
Hey Hoopheads, it's Liz Kay from Wakona High School in Dalton, Massachusetts. And to answer this month's roundtable question on impactful relationships throughout our coaching career, it would be impossible for me to name just one person or one relationship that's had the most impact on me. From my early days, my mentor who got me my first head coaching job and taught me the ropes when I was a volunteer assistant coach, to administrators and athletic directors along the way who have taught me and helped me navigate the ups and the downs throughout various seasons, to currently my relationship with our boys basketball coach, who I always am able to bounce ideas off of and share ideas with, to my assistant coaches who really have been the backbone of our program over the last several years. We all share similar philosophies. We all are really honest and give constructive feedback in an effort and with the knowledge that honesty will make us all better as coaches and as people. We're all so passionate about what we do, and we love our kids. And honestly, I would say that the ability to be in the same room with people who I consider better than I am have really made me jump as a coach. It's humbling. It certainly takes away from any ego that you might have. And if you can embrace those constructive relationships when things are going really well and when things aren't, then you're certainly going to be set up for success. So thank you to our bigs coach, Fiona, to Sarah, who took our freshmen under her wing this year and made them feel welcome and full of energy. To Dan, who takes ownership over our youth program and our JV position and has been incredibly supportive over the years for me and in easing my transition into the program as the head coach. And to our guards coach, to our scout guy, to our video film breakdown man, a jack of all trades, Jeremy, who also happens to be my husband. I don't know what I would do without him. I certainly appreciate our late nights talking hoops and our breakdowns of everything that goes on within our program. Hope this is helpful and that you're all well.
Hey, hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com/teampricing to learn more. That's ARYSE.com.
Todd Kowalczyk from the University of Toledo.
Biggest influences on my coaching career is really comes down to two people. My father was a high school basketball coach. And then as an assistant coach, I had the privilege to work for a guy named Keith Dixon, an unbelievably successful coach at St. Anselm's College. Two of my best years in the profession. I learned so much from him on how to build a program, maintain a program, and do with integrity. How he went about his daily decisions and how he treated the players was something that I really value to this day and can't thank Keith enough.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And the question is, describe a relationship that has had the biggest influence on your coaching career. Well, without a doubt, I think the biggest influence for me was John Wooden. I worked his camp for 20 years, over 20 years. As a young coach, I really got to bounce a lot of things off of him. And every summer, he was a mentor for me as I progressed in my coaching and really was very, very helpful. So I think he was a person that a relationship that I had really, really worked on, and he became a mentor. And I think coaches need to, develop relationships through camps and through clinics. I think that's where you really learn and get to know people, and then that way you can have a great mentorship with coaches through those relationships.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and the question is, who's, I guess, had the biggest influence on my coaching career? Couple things. I'm just going to tell everybody, you got to have help to get where you're going. You're not just going to do it on your own unless you're a high level player with an unbelievable pedigree, but you're still going to need some help along the way. So, I mean, I'm nothing and nobody and not in coaching had it not been for Alan LaForce, who was the head coach at East Tennessee State. When I met him, he was an assistant coach at East Tennessee State, and I was a high-level JV basketball coach at University High. And if Alan LaForce doesn't take interest in me, I promise you, I don't know what would happen to me in my coaching career. He took interest in me and wanted to help me and called head basketball coach Richard Johnson at Wofford and told him to hire me. We would meet daily and go over the flex, and we would meet daily and go over to man-to-man D, and I became his guy. And after 1 year at Wofford, he hired me as graduate assistant at East Tennessee State, and then hired me as full-time assistant and has been there every step of the way with me. And he's 86 years old, lives in Rock Hill, South Carolina now. And actually, I saw him last weekend. That relationship is like father son. So he would be the biggest influence in my coaching career. But other people who I watched, I steal from everybody. The biggest influence, probably X and O wise, in my coaching career was probably Dean Smith. Dean Smith came out with a book, and I became a Carolina fan and a Dean Smith fan, watching his multiple defenses and changing defenses. And he was the first guy that really came up with a secondary break. He was the first guy that came up with trapping off the pass and off the dribble and changing Ds and doing different things. So you talk about a lot of fun. Dean Smith, Don Meyer became a big influence on me. I got to know him pretty well. He intimidated the fire out of me, but he taught me an awful lot of stuff about organization. And different things. Bobby Knight, even though I met him once, but no relationship really, was a huge influence. It was just, I guess the moral to my story is that I can learn from anybody and everybody and everybody, every coach from the 8th grade, 7th grade, 6th grade, up to, Brad Stevens with the Celtics when he was coach of the Celtics. Everybody influenced my career, and that's the great thing. You can learn from everybody. Hope this helps.
Ito Singer from the University of North Carolina
Greensboro.
This is Ido Singer, assistant coach at UNCG Women's Basketball. And the relationship that had the biggest impact on my coaching career can be traced back about 13 years. I met this person on Facebook. She's an ex-WNBA player and was working in China at the time for Gannon Baker. And we just started talking about hoops. We started talking about hoops, about our ideas, our values, and we've realized that we're aligning really well. And so we stayed in touch over the years. She's been coaching and doing different projects. And we were able to honestly and genuinely connect without any ulterior motive. It's not like I was coaching in college at the time. I was a middle school or high school coach. She was working with youth. It was a genuine connection that was just a mutually beneficial connection. And over the years, we stayed in touch. We exchanged ideas. We exchanged X's and O's and articles. And if she saw something she thought I would like, she'd send it to me and vice versa. And as we started moving up and around the country and the profession, I was a head coach in Division II at the time, and I had lost my job. And I was at home, sitting at home, trying to find a new job, trying to network and apply for different positions. And unbeknownst to me, she had reached out to someone she knew who was looking for an assistant coach at the time. And that person is my current head coach at UNCG. And she put in a really good word for me, and I didn't know anything about that. And so my point is that this 12-year, 13-year-long relationship paid dividends in the end because it was built on a great connection that started from a place where neither one of us really went into this looking for something other than making a great connection and making a friend. And as we started growing and getting to know each other better, she felt comfortable enough to put in such a good word for me that resulted in me getting a job interview and a look at a job that I had no prior connection to and no way of even being considered for the position that I ended up getting. So my advice to everyone out there listening to this is enter relationships with people in your profession, people around your profession, honestly, and without wanting to get anything out of it. Because coaches know when you're reaching out to them for something that's not really honest. If someone reaches out to an NBA coach, they immediately consider it like a logo friend, which is a term I heard at a convention where young coaches will sometimes reach out to Coach K because they want to be associated with Coach K, but that's not really the best connection to make. The better connection to make would be to probably get to know somebody around that staff, develop a connection with them, and keep growing. And these things pay dividends at the end. And it doesn't necessarily have to be helping you find a job, but growing, learning, getting to know good people, getting to exchange ideas, and just enriching each other's lives. So enter relationships with the utmost honesty and respect, and don't expect anything in return, and you will get everything in return.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, describe a relationship that has had the biggest impact on your coaching career. I've been very fortunate to have many, many great mentors and relationships throughout my long coaching career, but I would have to say without a doubt that Coach K at Duke University has been the biggest influence and the greatest relationship that I've had that has really influenced my coaching career. It goes back to when I was right out of high school. I went to a prep school in New England, and he was then the young coach at West Point. And I can remember this like it was yesterday. He sent his graduate assistant, Chuck Swenson, who was a William & Mary, eventually a William & Mary head coach, and was also an assistant with Tommy Amaker at Michigan. He used to send the young Chuck Swenson up to watch me play, you know, almost every game when I was in prep school up in Connecticut. And, you know, so my relationship with Coach started back then, when he was coaching at West Point and I was doing my PG year at Cheshire Academy, where I got to know about Coach a little bit. Then he was, you know, sort of like an unknown, I guess you could say an unknown at that point. But our relationship grew from there. I decided not to attend West Point. And as it turned out, he would have left 2 years after I'd gotten there to go to Duke. So when he went to Duke is when I continued to follow him and fell in love with Duke basketball and everything that he stood for, the way he played man-to-man defense and, you know, attended many clinics that he had at Duke and other places and developed a relationship with him to the point when I was a young high school coach, I wrote him a letter and asked him if I could possibly work his basketball camp. So that was early on in my coaching career, and I was given a great opportunity to do that. And then ended up spending the next 25 years straight working with Coach at his basketball camp and developing even a greater relationship as a friend. And he became a huge mentor for me. I mean, I can just say, just going to camp every year and spending time with him, you know, and learning from him just in a camp environment and just in some of the things, you know, being around him that I had an opportunity to do. And also developing a close relationship with his staff, you know, from Will Stevens, who I could consider one of the top strength and conditioning performance coaches in the nation, you know, working with Coach. And back then, you know, Coach Collins and Wojo and Coach Dawkins and just the, you know, the mentorship and the friendships that I gained from Coach K and being down there at Duke, even till, you know, at the point of, you know, about before COVID, when I spent some time working with one of their assistants, Chris Carwell, you know, on the practice floor before practice one day for about an hour and a half, sharing my, you know, my player development stuff with them and having them start to incorporate some of the things that I shared with them. And, you know, and I can remember, you know, from that coach, you know, email me and just thank me for working with his young assistants. And that's just the relationship that we share and the friendship that we share. So it's been a great, you know, 25 years working with Coach down at Duke, which I consider to be my second home, to the point where I actually, you know, started a relationship with him way back in 1978. So I feel very, very fortunate to have him as my mentor and friend. And also to the point where, you know, a few years ago, he recommended me to work with USA Basketball, which has become a tremendous opportunity for me to be able to work with Coach Showalter very closely with USA Basketball and all the things that I get to do with them. Coach K was very, very instrumental in doing that. And one lesson that I like to share with coaches is this, and he's brought this up. Coach has brought this up at numerous times in a large group setting right before we start camp that, you know, when I first started working at Duke camp, you know, over 25 years ago, that I went there and I worked hard and I wasn't really looking to, you know, network and climb the ladder. And Coach brought that up that, you know, I went there and worked hard and did a good job. And, you know, I use this all the time in saying that, you know, it's about relationships and it's about doing the good job and about working hard. You know, people notice when you do that, you know, those kind of things. Like, you know, Coach noticed that I did that. And then, you know, developing my legacy as a coach going forward, you know, and doing a good job and working hard allowed me to have him recommend me to work with USA Basketball. So I just think that's a really, really important lesson with, you talk about relationships with coaches and mentoring, you know, and now it's sort of surreal for me to think that, you know, a week or two ago when he announced this was his last year, I spent the whole day with all kinds of memories that I have had with him and being around him and just learning from him and him being such a good friend. You know, I know when my father passed away a few years ago, you know, the kind words in the email that he sent me and encouraged me and, you know, he's just a tremendous person, besides being probably the greatest coach to ever coach the game of college basketball. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think that a lot of lessons that I've learned, a lot of things, a lot of great memories, and it's going to be really, really hard when he walks away from the game this year. You know, when I think back of all those years and how fast that time went and how fortunate I was to have him as a very, very good friend and a mentor. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you very much.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.